The scripture reading is 1 John chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. This is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He commanded us. The one who keeps His commandments abides in Him, and He in him. We know by this that He abides in us by the Spirit whom He has given us. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences. This is the 35th session in the lectures on 1 John. In the previous verse, verse 22, it says that we can receive anything we ask of God if we keep His commandments. How blessed a life it would be if we could receive anything we asked. The Apostle John is teaching the believers to lead such a life. It is that God answers anything we ask only if we keep His commandments. And this is absolutely true. Please do not say, I'm in a difficult situation. I'm broke. I'm not in financially good situation. Just ask God and stand right before God. Then God will answer you anything you ask. The following verse 23 elaborates on the previous verses. He says, this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love. So is it so difficult to keep His commandments? Is it so difficult to believe in the name of Jesus Christ, His Son? Is it difficult? Is it easy? Yes, it is. So what is so difficult about believing? You heard about the message of the cross, so you, because it's true, you just say amen and accept it, and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. And love one another just as He commanded us. So the more love you give, the better it is. The Bible says we must not have any debt except what is it? We can have the debt of something. What is it? Not money, but debt of love. The more debt of love you have, the better. So to love one another, it's so good. So the church members, because you love each other, how good is it? Of course, maybe some of you are not the level that God wants of you. But those men of spirit, they, when they see each other, even though they see for the first time, they don't have anything to watch or anything to be careful about. You know, they are one in the Holy Spirit, in the truth and in the Spirit. So they, even though they are seeing each other for the first time, they just know that we are all mommy members, but they haven't really talked to each other before. And you don't have to have fellowship for like months, you know. You know, you can be friends even right from the start. It says to keep the commandments of God is to believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So there's nothing difficult about it. Just if your heart is good, you will definitely believe. So you can just believe. To believe in the name of Jesus Christ, we first have to know about Jesus Christ. Nowadays, the most of you who are coming to receive my prayer, those who are bringing patients to me, in most cases, they are terminal. You know, there's no cure by medicine. You know, if there were medical cure, then they would have just relied on the hospital. But only because they don't have any further medical cure, they medical treatment possible for them, they just bring to me. So before that, they have to know about Jesus Christ, to accept Jesus Christ. It's not just about, oh, he is the only one and Son of God. We have to understand why he is our Savior. Then once we understand that why, we will accept him, believe him. And once we believe him, we will come to a thorough repentance, because we understand that we were sinners, and we will repent of our sins, and we will be healed when we receive the prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. If we complain against God, and if we resented God, or of course, this is not acceptable at all, but if we cursed God, or if you cursed the Manmin Church where God is with and God is working, and if you passed judgment and condemnation on that church, then you have to repent thoroughly. Otherwise, you have a wall of sin, and receiving prayer is of no use. You have to resolve the problem of sin. If you have something against me, you have to repent before me. So if you have something against me, and then you have to solve the problem first, and then with God. What does the Bible say about having a problem with your brother, one of your brothers? When you are offering, giving offering before God, can you just give the offering? No. You first, what does the Lord say? You first have to go to the brother and then reconcile with him. You know, if there is any problem, be reconciled to him. And then, so when you are giving the offerings, you have to leave the offerings in the church. Once you make up your mind to give offerings to God, you have to do it. So you cannot just take it back. You have to leave the offerings at the altar and then go to your brother and be reconciled to him, and then come back and give the offerings to him so that it can be acceptable to God. This is what the truth is saying. So if you have something against me, if you were passing judgment and condemnation on me, then you have to come to me and repent before me too. First, and then, after you are forgiven, after you are reconciled, you can repent before God. If you are cheating me, then you have to apologize and confess it before me. Then you have a wall of sin against me, and you are trying to repent before God, so God doesn't accept your repentance. If you passed condemnation and judgment on me, you have to repent before me too. Since the 98 and 99, the broadcasting incident, so many people were dying. They died with cancers and so many other things. Before they died, they came and they were saying they were repenting, but they didn't really repent truly with tears. They were just saying with lips. It was just lip service. Oh, I passed condemnation, judgment. That's all. They were... It was only words on their lips. Nobody really repented from the heart. And those who couldn't be, I've never seen anybody who really was forgiven, because they were just doing lip service. Oh, senior pastor, I passed judgment on you, condemnation on you, please forgive me. What can you not say with your lips? You can say anything. You can become even the president and the king. And even though you have so much debt, you can just pay it back with words. We should know who Jesus Christ is and why he is our only Savior. And we should understand the principle in receiving salvation when we believe in him. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the Son of the Creator God. God the Creator, how many are they? One, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Isn't it three? Is it one? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are one, the triune God. So there's only one God, the Creator. He is the Son of the Creator God, and he is the one who created all things with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He was there when God was created. The Father was creating. He participated in the creation. Suppose you design a house, and there are Also, there's some of the people who participate in the building. But there's only one builder who actually paid for the building, for the construction. The Son of the Most High God came down to this earth and into a human body about 2,000 years ago and dwelt among men. He lived on this earth for how many years?
Thirty-three years.
He preached the love of God and the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, and he healed many diseases and sicknesses and drove out demons. He was crucified when the time came, but he resurrected on the third day. And he ascended into heaven in the view of many people. In the view of many people, he ascended into heaven, and he is now sitting on the right hand of God's throne. Let me ask you a funny question. The Bible says he is sitting on the right hand of the throne of God. And suppose there's somebody who is seeing that he is also sitting at the left side. Is it heretical or not? Of course not. But today, because it says on the right hand, you know, if he's, how can it be heretical if Jesus is sitting on the left hand? If he's sitting on the right hand, sometimes he may go to the left side. Does he have to stay all the time on the right? Can't he move his position? And within their human thoughts frameworks of thoughts, they pass judgment and condemnation. So what is the problem with the sitting on the left hand or the right hand? Of course, it means the order is that he is on the right. Forever he's on the right, according to the order. But sometimes he can stand up and he can just sit on the left, or he can sit behind or in the front. That is not, he can even stand. He can even be standing on the right hand of God. Why not? But the Bible also says Jesus is standing on the right hand of God. So when Stephen was not, he saw that Jesus was standing. So sometimes he can move and he can change his place. But the Bible says, oh, he is on the right, and if you say he is on the left, you are heretical. No, you can't say that. So, this doesn't mean you should go somewhere and say, go to other places, and the senior pastor is saying, the Lord is sitting at the left hand of the throne of God. What I mean is not something like that. Of course, he is on the right hand. But sometimes he may go to the left or the behind or front, or he can just be standing. So things like that cannot condemn anybody as heretical. As explained in the morning service, heretic is those who deny Jesus Christ, who came in human body. Those who are denying Jesus Christ as the Savior. So we have to have this fundamental properly. In the future, with human cultivation is over, he will come again to take those who believe in him. You believe in the name of this Lord. Brothers and sisters, the reason why Jesus came to this earth in the form of a human body and died on the cross is for the forgiveness of the sins of all mankind and to save them. It was to fulfill the law with love. What does it mean by saying that Jesus fulfilled the law with love? Since the fall of the first man, Adam, all mankind became servants of the enemy devil and Satan, and they were destined to fall into hell. According to the law of the spiritual realm that says the wages of sin is death, all had to receive the punishment of death in eternal hell. So the wages of sin. When we work, we receive the wage. But if you sin, you also receive the wage. What kind of wage? It is hell. You go to hell. That is the verdict. The wages of sin is death. So that's why I'm saying you must not commit sins. That is the word of God. So the judgment will be carried out according to the word. So the human, when you cast off all sins on this earth and become sanctified, and if you resemble the Father, if you recover the image of God, this is human cultivation. So also I explained the reason why we have to go through human cultivation, the relativity of things. We have to go through sorrow and pain and all those things, all those bad things. So when we go to heaven, where we'll enjoy true happiness, joy and thanks and everything when we go to heaven in the future. That's why we need to go through the human cultivation. That is why God placed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So the wages of sin is death. So according to the law, those who sin, they will go to hell. So you keep this in mind. So when you are about to commit sins, you have to be reminded of this verse. If you commit sins, it is death. So you forget about it and commit sins and steal and scam. And you steal when others are not seeing you. And if nobody is seeing you, isn't it not sin? Is it not sin? Just if you don't get caught, isn't it sin? But the God of love knew Adam would sin, and he opened the way for the fallen mankind to live in the light. It was that God gave the law and statutes, including the Ten Commandments, through a man of God, Moses. When people violated the law, they had to give the sacrifice for atonement by shedding the blood of an animal. But as said in Romans 3:20, because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. So without the law, even if we commit sins, we will not realize. Suppose there are traffic rules, laws in traffic. You must not speed like 60 miles per hour, 100 kilometers per hour. But if without the traffic law, even if you are 150 kilometers per hour, you don't know you violated anything. You are speeding 200 kilometers per hour. You just enjoy it. And even after getting into traffic accident, you don't know that you are speeding. So without these laws, you don't know that you are sinning. So because of the law, when you go over the limit, speed limit, you know that you are doing something wrong. So because the law was given by God, when we commit sins, we come to realize that we have committed sins. So because there are laws in the country, we know that we have done something wrong according to the law. So even in the church, even in the company, there are rules and laws. And if you violated the law, you know that you have done something wrong. It was difficult for people to keep the law completely. Even if they gave atoning sacrifice with repentance, later they would repeatedly commit the same sin. So every time they committed sin, they had to catch lamb or cow. It's because they did not cast away the sinful nature from their hearts. So even if they repent, even though they were forgiven once, they would commit sins again. And if they committed 10 or 20 sins, what would they do? So when they committed sins again, they had to give the atoning sacrifice again. God sent Jesus to this earth to replace those repeated sacrifices through him once and for all time. Jesus, the spotless and sinless Lamb of God, became the sacrifice to forgive all sins through his blood. Because Jesus took the cross with love, now those who believe in this fact were set free from the curse of the law. We were set free from the curse of the law because of the love of Jesus, because he couldn't take the cross without the love. Now, I believe you feel it, that without love, I wouldn't have gone through so many life-threatening situations. If I hadn't had love, God wouldn't have let me go through the training to adaptation to different dimensions. It's something so hard. Suppose when they go up to 5,000 meters in the high mountains, it's going to be so difficult. Though we have people from Kenya, pastors, you know, even though they're living in high mountains for many years, she was still having a hard time. It's better now, but it's not even so many thousands of meters. It's just above about 2,000 meters, maybe. Maybe about 2,000 meters. And even then, it's difficult to adapt to the different situations. Suppose you have to live on the 5,000 meters. It'll take years to completely adapt to the new environment. And think of different dimensions. I have to adapt to those different dimensions for the future. And those processes, they were not easy at all. Why do I have to go through all those things? To save all those people who are committing sins is the providence of God. In the future, because we have to evangelize the whole world. And also, I have to show the work of recreation. Without even these things, God will not say, oh, you can just show the work of recreation just like that. It doesn't happen like that. I have to be trained, and I have to go through all these processes. So because Jesus took the cross with love, now those who believe in this fact were set free from the curse of the law. Being set free from the curse of the law, what does that mean? The curse of the law. What is the curse of the law? The law says, the wages of sin is death. The law says, if you commit sins, you go to hell. It is death. So it's a curse. It's a curse because you go to hell. So, to set us free from this curse of the law, our Lord took all these burdens, sins. The wages of sin is death. So if he takes all the sins away, if he cleanses all our sins away, then we'll get to eternal life, eternal kingdom of heaven. So to set us free from the curse of the law, he took the cross. Of course, you know, all of you know this, but if I point you and ask you to answer, what is the curse of the law? Then you'll be so embarrassed. And sometimes you give excuses. Oh, I know it, but when you pointed me, you know, my head became like a blank sheet of paper. I wouldn't say it's a blank sheet of, it's not white sheet, it's just a completely black paper. So then they would say, oh, I don't like blank colors. So I would just say white sheet of paper. But if you really know, can you be like a blank sheet of paper? Suppose somebody asks you to memorize the multiplication table. The students, if I ask the students to do that, 9 ones are 9, 9 twos are 18, 9 threes are 27, won't they be able to memorize them, say them, chant them? But maybe if I ask a first grader, if I ask such that kind of student, then those kids might not be able to answer. Because it's not completely in them. They didn't learn it by heart. But because they don't learn it by heart, you can't answer. So some elementary school kids, they were saying that they read this Romans of Three Kingdoms. So I answer simply. Then I asked them, who is General O? And they don't know. There
are
general, the famous five generals. And they don't know what to answer. If you don't know those five generals, then answer, give me some couple of names. They don't know. And they don't even know these five generals. So, I can't say they read it. But they say they read it, but so it's kind of, I wanted to compliment them, but they could, maybe they didn't read. So there were also some elementary school kids, they were saying that they read it. So I asked them, who are the five generals? And they couldn't answer.
So
if you just maybe skim through the book and say that I read it, then I'll ask you questions. And if you can't answer, Guan Yu Zhang Bei, Zhou Liu, and others, they're different. They have different characters and different good points. Wang Qiong, so you can learn a lot of things. His generosity, Guan Yu, he is so faithful to his master, he doesn't even exchange it with his life, but according to the truth, he had many things that were not right, not correct. And maybe I read the book 55 years ago, but anyway, in case of this particular general, he didn't have anything. Jojo, he didn't have anything that was against the truth, as far as I remember. You know, each one has their own good points. So the five generals, if you can just learn the good points from them, you can become such an excellent person. So to believe in God and to believe in the Lord, we have the message of the cross, and this is one of the best sellers all around the world. And it's been the number of books sold. And the sermon, cassette tapes, and the sermons. And so many churches are preaching this message. Many pastors, they listen to this message and they are delivering this message. They can be forgiven of all their past, present, and future sins. But just knowing this fact does not mean we actually believe it. We must have the deeds that follow our belief. So if you say you believe, but I ask them one thing to see if it is true. When the patients with the serious problems, when they come, I ask them one thing. If they are true, I can pray with faith and it will be done according to their faith. But if they falsely say that they believe, the Holy Spirit doesn't work in my heart. If I pray with faith, it will be done. But I cannot pray with faith. So I ask them the question. Our Lord also checks whether they have faith or not. So they do. So after checking their faith, he prays, commands according to their faith. It's the same with Peter and John. When the man was at the beautiful gate, they were checking the faith first. So I also check whether they have true faith, whether they read the message of the cross completely. So far, they've all been lying. There was nobody who actually had true faith. If they had any true faith, I would remember. I can remember all those things. Anything that is of truth, anything that belongs to God, anything that belongs to truth, I can remember. Very well. So I ask, did you read the message of the cross? Did you listen to the cassette tapes of the message of the cross? How many cassette tapes did you listen? They can't say. If they listened to all those cassette tapes, they would have known. But they were saying, five tapes. What I'm asking is, if they listen to the whole message, all the messages, so they listen to only five messages, then it's like they're cheating me. So they say, oh, I listen to, and it's very hard to find anybody who says, oh, I listen to all the cassette tapes. I ask them, did you read the book completely through the end? So I ask the question, the point, and they can't answer. And I ask the question, the essence, about the essence to have, for them to have faith, and they can't answer that. Who is Jesus? Then they should say, He is our Savior. That is not the only answer, of course. That is not actually the question. They have to understand that Jesus is the Savior. And they have to understand why Jesus Christ is our Savior. And that's the next question. But before getting to the next question, they can't answer the first question. So it means they didn't read. They didn't listen to the messages. So it means they don't have the faith to receive the answer. They don't even know. How can they have faith? Some people say they do not have to keep the law anymore because Jesus fulfilled the law with love. Their misunderstanding is that they think salvation through faith and keeping the commandments are antonyms. But Jesus said in Matthew 5:17, do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Our Lord fulfilled the law of the Old Testament in the New Testament. So He did not abolish the law of the Old Testament. So the Old and New Testaments. Old and New Testaments as a whole. So we cannot just take just one of them. Not just the Old Testament or not just the New Testament. We have to take both of them and we have to digest them. Because we have to have the mating matches so that we can have the proper answer from the Bible. So those who are giving, delivering messages, you shouldn't just give examples from the Old Testament. You should have the mating matches that are in the New Testament too, so that we can have proper and complete understanding. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Jesus also kept all the law, and He became the atoning sacrifice according to the law. If we believe that the Lord redeemed us from our sins, then we can also keep the law. If we acknowledge the fact that we are sinners and accept Jesus Christ from the heart, God gives us the Holy Spirit. Once we receive the Holy Spirit, we come to love God and we want to keep the law. Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. In the conference, I read, everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, and you say amen. And if you say amen, you don't even know what went wrong, what was wrong. But those who are in spirit, Those who know the Word of God, the Bible, or those who are armed spiritually, they can sense it right away, so they wouldn't say Amen. If you didn't sense it, suppose I say, everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, then you are having an idle thought or you're daydreaming and dozing off and you don't know what's going on.
So,
not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Everybody will say, you know, who comes to church, oh, I believe in heaven and I believe in heaven and hell and I believe in God, the Trinity and Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Lord, I believe, so I'm saved, right? Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So we have Father on this earth. So, he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven, God the Father, the Lord God, the Creator, only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. So we cannot just go just by saying we believe. John 14:15 says, if you love me, if you love me, do you love the Lord or not? Do you love God or not? You do. And do you love Jesus Christ our Lord or not? You do. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will keep the law of God. You will keep the commandments of the Lord. So you have the answer right away, whether you love God or not. If you are not living by the word, if you are not keeping the commandments, it means they don't love God. And they don't keep the commandments, so they don't love God. So if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Because I loved God since I was a new believer, I just kept all the commandments of God as they were. Because I love God. So if you love God, you cannot commit sins, especially the works of flesh, sins leading to death. That's why their sins are so grave. And even though you are leaders in the church, suppose you are, except the three leaders, suppose, even though you are leaders of the elders or the pastors, that wall of sin is not broken down and you can't go into spirit. So you can just repent. But you cannot really repent. It's a problem because you can't really repent the sins leading to death. So those who have committed sins until now, if you loved God and if you say you loved God and you love the Lord and you've committed sins, it means you are a liar. That's why the Bible says you are a liar. You are telling a lie. You say you have a fellowship with God, and if you commit sins, you always listen, you hear this kind of message. James 2:26 says, for just as the body without the spirit is dead. The body without the spirit. If the spirit departs your body, your body is dead. What do you call it? You call it a corpse. Because the spirit left. It's a dead body. But just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. You say you believe, but you don't have the deeds, then it means you're dead. You have dead faith. So your faith is like a corpse. You're not a really human being, but you are a corpse, so which will perish. In other epistles are written that those who commit the works of the flesh cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. There are many places, not just in one place. Of course, even if it is written just once, the judgment will be carried out as it is written, but because there are so many places that say it, it will certainly be carried out. The judgment will be carried out just as it is it says in the Bible. There's no discount. What? Even if it's just written once, you'll be judged as it is. But there are so many places in the Bible that say, that talk about this. We must remember that we can be saved only when we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Furthermore, we have to keep in mind that there will be the deeds of keeping the law if our faith is true faith. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord, thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life. Father, let the message become their life and faith. Let them be armed with the word of God. Let them not sway to the left or right. Let them be armed with the word of God and just run towards New Jerusalem, towards Spirit and Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick, lay your hands on sick parts, infirmities, and receive the prayer. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Pastor Seung-Gil Ryu of Japan will have a handkerchief crusade in Idamami Church on June 27th, and they will have 4th anniversary service of Tokyo Mami Church July 1st. Show them the most high power of creation. Let there be many patients, sick people, and let there be many healing works to give glory to you, Father. Pastor Sanghui Kim of India, from June 26th to 27th, he'll have Bible seminar and handkerchief crusade in Dimapur. And be with him, and be with the participants, attendants. Let there be grace of God in the handkerchief crusade, and also in the Bible seminar. Father, bless them. Cheng Wenfang, Meniere syndrome, ringing in the ear, and nausea, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, stomach, liver, kidney, intestines, all internal organs, cleanse them. Skin diseases, go away. High and low blood pressure, go away. Diabetes, third and last stage cancers, go away. All lung diseases, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you. There are prayer requests from TV and Russia viewers and all the lay your hands on the prayer requests, and also the readers of In Victory answer to their prayer requests. And there are many prayer requests, and Father, bless them, answer to them. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.